También yo quiero dejarte, si pienso como se piensa. Pero voy donde tú vas, tú también. Da un paso.
Al salir de tu casa para la iglesia, acuérdate que sales como una estrella.
The moon leaves a knife hanging in the sky. An ambush of lead that lies in wait for the agony of blood.
Mother?
Yes?
I'm away now.
Where are you going?
The vineyard.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
We'll take something to eat.
Leave it, Mother. I'll eat grapes. Give me the knife.
The knife?
To cut the grapes.
The knife. The knife. Damn the knife. Oh. Damn all knives. Damn the devil who created
knives. Enough of that, Mother.
And guns and pistols. Even the tiniest little knife. Even pitchforks and mattocks.
Yes, yes.
Anything that can pierce and cut a man's body. A glorious man, an angel, his mouth like a flower, who goes out to his vines or his olives to look after them, to care for them, because they're his, passed down to him from his father.
Mother, that's
and
enough.
He never comes back. Oh. Or he comes back only to be laid out with a palm leaf over him and a plateful of rough salt to stop him swelling in the heat. How can you carry that knife on you? Why do I keep that snake in the kitchen?
Have you finished?
If I live another 100 years, I shall never be finished. First your father, fresh as a carnation. I had him for 3 short years. And your brother. How is it that something as small as a pistol or a knife can do away with a man who's like a bull? I shall never be quiet. The months pass and the despair makes my eyes roar. And my hair.
Shall we stop now, Mother?
No, I shall not stop. Who's going to bring your father back and your brother? And there's the prison. What is a prison? They eat in there, they smoke, they make the music. My dead are under the weeds. They can't speak, they're dust. 2 men who are like 2 beautiful blossoms. And their murderers are in prison, taking their ease, gazing at the hills.
Would you like me to kill them?
No! But I have to speak. How can I not speak, seeing you go out through that door? It's just, I don't like to see you with a knife. I don't want you to go to the fields.
You're being silly, Mother.
I wish you were a girl. Then you wouldn't be going down to the stream. We'd be embroidering borders with flowers and little woolly dogs.
Mother. How if I take you with me down to the vineyard?
Not good as an old woman in a vineyard. Maybe you could put me under the roots.
Old woman. Old woman. You poor old woman.
Yes, your father took me there. Good strong stock he was. Good blood. And your grandfather left a son in every corner. That's how it should be. Wheat, wheat and men. Men.
And me? What about me?
What about you?
Do I need to say it again?
Oh.
You think it's a bad idea?
No.
So?
I don't know what to think. Whenever you bring it up like this so sudden, it always gives me a shock. I know she's a good girl, isn't she? Modest, hard-working. She bakes the bread, she makes her own clothes. But I don't know how it is. Whenever I speak her name, it's as if a stone hit me between the eyes.
Nonsense.
Is it nonsense? I should be left alone. You are all I have now, and you're going.
But you'll come with us.
No. I can't leave your father and brother. I visit them every morning. If I were to leave, and one of that Felix's lot were to die, one of that gang of killers, and they were to bury him next to mine, I could never bear it. No, it must never be let happen. I'll dig them up with my bare hands and smash them against the wall.
Don't get back into that.
I'm sorry. How long have you known her?
3 years. And now I've bought the vineyard.
3 years. Didn't she have somebody else at some time?
I don't know. I don't think so. A girl has to look hard before she says yes.
Yes. I looked hard at your father. Nobody else. And when the Felixes murdered him, I just went on staring at the wall. One woman, one man, and that's it.
You know my girl is good.
I've no doubt. Even so, I'd like to know what her mother was like.
What would that tell you?
Ah, son.
What are you trying to say?
It's true. You're right. When shall I speak to her father?
Sunday?
I'll take her the brass earrings, my old heirlooms, and you can buy her...
What?
Some embroidered stockings. And for yourself, 2 suits. No, 3 suits. You are all I have.
I'm going. I shall see her tomorrow.
Yes, yes. And make me happy with 6 grandchildren, or as many as you like, since your father couldn't give them to me.
Mother, the first will be for you.
Yes, but remember, girls, so we can all sew and make lace and be peaceful.
I know you will love her.
I'm sure I will. Now be off. You're too big now for kisses. Give them to your wife when she is your wife.
I'm away now.
Work that ground by the little mill. You've been neglecting it.
So it's decided.
God bless. How are you? As you see, I came down to the shop, so I thought I'd come over, see how you are. We live so far apart. I haven't been to the top of the street in 20 years.
Perhaps you're right.
Oh, you think so?
Well, such things happen. 2 days ago, they brought in my neighbour's son with both his arms gone.
Oh.
The machine had sliced them off.
Raphael?
Yes. And now what's he good for? Often I think your son and my son are better where they are, sleeping, resting. We're safe from being made useless.
Enough of that. Fancy thoughts can't help us. There's no mending what happened.
Aye.
Aye.
And your son?
Oh, he's just gone out.
He's bought the vineyard at last.
He was lucky.
So now he'll be getting married.
Tell me something.
Go on.
Do you know the girl my son's chosen?
Oh, a fine young woman.
Yes, but...
But nobody knows her well. She lives out there alone with her father, miles from the nearest house. But she's used to loneliness. She's good. She's a fine young woman.
But what about her mother?
I knew her. A handsome woman. Her face glowed like a saint's. But I didn't like her. She never loved her husband.
The things people pick up.
I'm sorry. Don't be offended. It's no more than the truth. Now, as for being respectable, nothing was ever said. No one ever spoke about that. She was very proud.
Always the same.
You did ask.
I wish nobody had ever heard of either of them. The living one or the dead. I wish there were 2 thistles out there that nobody ever came near that would spike whoever did.
You are right. Our son is precious.
So I look after mine. I heard she once had an admirer.
When she was about 15. He got married 2 years ago. To a cousin, as a matter of fact. Nobody remembers.
You remember?
Well, you ask such questions.
We're all curious about what might hurt us. Who was he?
Leonardo.
Which Leonardo?
Leonardo Felix.
Felix!
Well, you can't blame Leonardo for those things. He was only 8 when they happened.
I know it, but I hear that name Felix and my mouth fills with mud. I have to spit. I have to spit or I shall have to kill.
Be calm. What's the good of all this?
None. But you understand it.
Don't set yourself against your son's happiness. Tell him nothing. You're old and I'm old. We should keep our mouths shut.
I shall say nothing.
Nothing.
Things.
I have to go. The men will be back from the field soon.
Did you ever know such heat?
The children are worn out, taking water to the harvesters. God bless you.
God bless.
Baby, hush, sing of the great horse that wouldn't drink the water ran black under the bows, under the bridge, it stopped and sang. Who knows, my darling, the pain of the water that draws its long tail through long green wood.
Sleep, my blossom, the horse will not drink.
Sleep, little rose, the horse is weeping, his hooves are hurting, his mane is frozen, and in his eye a dagger of silver, down by the river, blood is pouring, down by the river, stronger than the water.
Sleep, my blossom, the horse will not drink.
Sleep, little rose, the horse is weeping, he will not quench his thirst in the river, he can only call to the hard mountain, by the great horse that will not drink the water. Keep away, stay close to the door with a branch of dreams and a dream of branches.
Now my baby sleeps.
Now my baby rests.
Horse, my baby has a soft pillow.
A cot of iron.
A cover of linen.
Hush, baby, hush.
Aye, the great horse will not drink the water.
Keep away, stay. Run to the mountain and the dark valley of the mare.
Now my baby sleeps. Blossom, the horse will not drink.
Sleep, little rose, the horse is weeping.
Where's the baby?
Sleeping.
He wasn't right yesterday. He cried all night.
He's as fresh as a dahlia today. And you, did you go to the blacksmith's?
That's where I've come from. I can't believe it. For 2 months I've been putting new shoes on that horse and he's forever ripping them off. Must be the way he goes on the stones.
Maybe you're pushing him too hard.
I almost never use him.
Yesterday I heard you were away over the other side of the plain. People saw you.
Who said that?
The women who gather capers. I was surprised to hear it, I must say. Was it you?
No. What would I be doing out there in that desert?
Oh, that's what I told them. But the horse came home in a lather.
You saw him, did you?
My mother saw him.
Is she with the baby?
Yes. Would you like a drink of lemon?
Make it icy cold.
I cooked a meal for you.
I was down getting the wheat weighed. They always hold you up.
Good price?
Fair.
Here.
I need a dress. And I want to get the baby a cap with ribbons.
I'm going in to see him.
Be quiet, he's asleep.
Who is trying to kill that horse? He's down there, stretched out with his eyeballs bulging, heaving as if he's just come back from the end of the world.
Me?
Oh, I beg your pardon. He's your horse.
He's been down at the weighing station.
He can burst for all I care.
Your drink, is it cold enough?
Thank you.
Do you know my cousin's getting engaged?
When?
Tomorrow. The wedding will be less than a month. They'll invite us, I hope.
Who knows?
Well, I've heard his mother isn't so happy about it.
She might be right. That girl has debts.
You won't make me think badly about a girl as good as she is.
He says what he knows, and for 3 years he knew her well enough before you knew him.
And then I left her. Are you going to cry now? Stop it. Come on. Let's take a look at the baby.
Signora.
What is it?
The man who's going to be married. He came to the shop and he bought all the best things. All the most expensive.
On his own?
No, with his mother. Tall, stern woman. But the things they bought.
They have the money.
They bought those embroidered stockings. Oh, such embroidery. The sort you dream about. A swallow here, a boat here, and here, a rose.
Child!
The rose had its seeds and its stalk. Aye, all in pure silk.
A marriage of two fortunes.
You should see what your cousin's fiancé has been buying at the shop. I came to tell you.
What makes you think we want to know that?
Leonardo.
Oh.
Was that necessary? Do you have to be so offensive?
I don't need your remarks.
Oh, very good.
What's wrong with you? What's going on in your head? Tell me. Don't just leave me to guess.
That's enough.
No. Look straight into my eyes and tell me.
Leave me alone.
Where are you going?
Can't you just shut up?
Be quiet, the baby. Seat. They'll be with you in a moment.
Are you wearing your watch?
Yes.
We must get away in good time. This place is so far out.
It's good land.
Yes, but too isolated. 4 hours to get here and not a house or a tree.
It's dry country.
Your father would have had it covered with trees.
Without water?
He'd have found water. In our 3 years, he planted 10 cherry trees, the 3 walnuts by the mill, a whole vineyard, and a thing called a juniper plant with red flowers. But that dried up.
She must be getting herself ready.
Ah, Signora. How long did it take you to get here?
4 hours.
Well, you must have come the long way round.
Oh, I'm too old for all that scrambling up and down the river.
It makes her sick.
A good crop of alfalfa.
Excellent.
At one time, this whole land wouldn't even grow alfalfa. You have to punish it, torture it to get anything.
Now it gives plenty. But don't worry, I'm not here to beg.
Oh, you're far better off than I am. Your vineyards must be worth a fortune. Every sprig, a coin of silver. It's a pity our farms are, well, so far apart. I like everything in one big piece. Do you know, There's a little orchard right in the middle of my fields, and it's a thorn in my heart. All the gold in the world wouldn't bring them to part with it.
There's always something.
Now, if you could yoke 20 pair of oxen and just drag your vineyard up here onto my hillside, think of it.
What would be the point of that?
Well, to see it all joined up. Yes? Mine is hers and yours is his. And what a beautiful thing it would be, all joined up.
Less work, for sure.
When I'm dead, you can sell ours and buy out here.
Sell? No, you never want to sell. Buy, woman. Buy all you can. Now, if I'd had sons, I'd have bought everything between the mountains and the stream. It's not great land, but good, strong shoulders can make it good enough. And since nobody ever comes near, they don't steal your fruit, and you can sleep easy.
You know why I'm here?
Yes.
So?
Oh, I see nothing wrong. And they've talked it over.
My son is well set up, and he's a worker.
My daughter is the same.
My son is handsome. He has never known a woman. His name is as clean as a sheet in the sun.
Well, what can I say about mine? She's up at 3 with the morning star baking bread. Never chatters, gentle as a fleece. Does all kinds of embroidery, and she can cut a rope with her teeth.
God bless this house.
God bless it.
When would you like the wedding?
Next Thursday?
That's her 22nd birthday.
22. That's what my eldest son would have been if he'd lived. He would be here now, warm and living. The real man he was if knives had never been invented.
Don't dwell on it.
My hand on my heart. Not a moment passes.
Thursday, then. Yes?
Thursday it is.
From here, the church is quite a way. So, we'll go with the bride and groom in a car. Everybody else can make do in carts or on horseback or whatever.
Very good.
Tell her to come in.
Oh, yes, anyway.
I shall be a very happy man if you like her.
Come here, my child. Are you happy?
Yes, Senora. Hey,
don't be so solemn. After all, she's going to be your mother.
I'm happy. When I say yes, I say it because I mean it.
Of course. Look at me.
She's my wife all over again.
Is she? Such a beautiful look. You know what marriage means, my child?
I do.
A man, children, and for everybody else, a wall 2 feet thick.
Who needs more?
Life. That's what they need more than anything else. Life.
I know my duty.
Here are some small gifts.
Thank you.
A little something.
Not for me. You have something.
I will.
Wine.
He never touches it.
All the better.
I'll come tomorrow.
What time?
5 o'clock.
I shall expect you.
Whenever I leave you, I feel a great emptiness and a kind of lump in my throat.
Once you're my husband, that will go.
So I tell myself.
Let's be off. The sun won't wait. Is everything agreed?
Everything.
Goodbye.
God be with you.
Goodbye, daughter.
Goodbye.
I'll see you on your way.
Oh. Let's look at the presents. I can't wait.
Stop that.
Let's just take a peep at them.
I don't want to.
Oh, just the stockings. They say it's the most intricate work from top to bottom.
No.
Oh, for God's sake. Oh, well, we'll not touch them then. It's as if you don't want to get married. Oh, girl, what's the matter? Can't you bear to give up this queenly life of yours? You mustn't think painful thoughts. You've no reason to, none whatsoever. Let's look at the presents.
Let go!
Ow!
I said let go!
You're stronger than a man!
Because I've always done a man's work. I wish I were a man.
Stop talking like this.
Yes, let's stop it. Let's talk about something else.
Did you hear a horse last night?
Last night? What time?
About 3.
A stray, probably?
No, it was being ridden.
How do you know?
I saw the rider. He came to your window. It gave me a shock.
Wasn't it my fiancé? He's been here before at that time.
No.
You saw him?
Yes.
Who was it?
Leonardo.
You're lying. You're lying. What would he be doing here?
I saw him.
Shut up! A curse on your tongue!
Come here, look. Was it him?
It was him. Finish doing my hair out here. The house is much too hot.
We don't even get that moment at dawn when everything's cool and the air stirs a little.
My mother came from rich country, full of trees.
So she was full of life.
And here she withered away.
It was her fate.
Like we're all withering away. A flame comes off these walls. Ow! Don't pull so hard.
I'm trying to get this bit of hair right. I want it down over your forehead like that. Oh, you are so beautiful.
Just finish combing my hair.
You're so lucky to wrap your arms around a man, to kiss him and to feel his weight.
That's enough.
And the best moment of all, when you wake up and feel him beside you. His breath stroking your shoulder like a nightingale's feather.
Please, will you shut up?
But, child, what is marriage? That's what marriage is, nothing else. Is it all the cakes, the sweets, the dainties? Is it the bouquets of flowers? No. It's a shining white bed and a woman and a man.
You shouldn't talk about it.
No, but that's what it's all about. Think of it. That endless pleasure.
Or endless bitterness.
If I fix the orange blossom from here to here, it will make a crown.
Let me have it.
What is it? What's the matter?
Leave me alone.
Oh, this is no time for dark thoughts. Give me the orange blossom. Child, flinging your wedding wreath away. Are you trying to tempt fate? Here, look into my eyes. Do you want to get married or not? Say it. There's still time.
Black clouds. An icy wind blowing here, deep inside. Does everybody feel this?
Do you love this man you're going to marry?
I love him. Yes, I love him.
Yes. Yes, you love him.
But it's such a huge step.
It has to be taken.
And I have already promised.
Let me fix the wreath.
Hurry. They'll start arriving any moment.
They'll have been on the road 2 hours at least.
How far from here to the church?
2 hours if you cross the river, twice as far if you go by road. Let the bride awake on the morning of her wedding. Start the dancing in a ring, hang flowers at her gate. Let her awaken with branches of laurel and dress her in a bodice of snow.
Let's go!
The bride hang blossoms of orange over her gown. Let the bride awake on the morning of her wedding.
That must be the first guest. It's still dark. Open the door. I'll go to my room.
You?
Yes. Me. Good morning.
You're the first.
Wasn't I invited?
Of course.
So, here I am.
And your wife?
I came on horseback. She's coming the long way round.
Didn't you meet anybody?
I passed a few.
You're going to kill that horse.
When he's dead, he's dead.
Take a seat. Nobody's up yet.
Well, not the bride.
I'm going in now to dress her.
The bride. I expect she's feeling happy.
And the baby?
Baby?
Your son?
Ah.
Will he be coming?
No. Let the bride awake on the morning of her wedding.
Here they come now. Still, a good way off.
I expect she will be wearing a big wreath. Well, it shouldn't be too big. Something quite small would suit her best. And did the groom bring her the orange blossom to go over her heart?
Yes, he brought it.
Don't come out like that, half-dressed.
What difference does it make? Why do you want to know whether he brought the orange blossom? What are you insinuating?
Nothing. Why should I? You know me. You know I say what I think. Tell me, what was I to you? Dig in your memory. Open it up. A couple of oxen and a rough shack are almost nothing. That's what hurts.
Why have you come?
To watch your wedding.
As I watched yours.
Now, you forced me into that. You tied that knot with your own two hands. They can kill me, but they can't spit on me with all their silver.
I never forced you.
I don't want to raise my voice. I am a man of honour. I don't want all these hills hearing my complaints.
Mine would be louder.
Stop this. Don't rake up the past. Let it go.
She's right. I shouldn't be talking to you. But my blood boils to see how you've come here today to spy on my wedding and make evil insinuations about the orange blossom. Get out! Get out and wait for your wife outside!
Can't you and I even talk?
No, you cannot!
Ever since my own wedding day, I've been asking myself who is to blame. And I'm always finding somebody new to blame because somebody, somewhere, must be to blame.
A man with a horse knows plenty and can do plenty to run rings around a girl stuck in the middle of a desert, but I have my pride. And so now, I am getting married. I shall shut myself away with my husband and love him alone. Above everybody and everything else.
Your pride won't save you.
Don't come near me.
We cannot punish ourselves worse than to burn and stay silent. What good did my pride do me? Not seeing you and knowing you were lying awake night after night? None. It only poured blazing coals over me. You think time heals and that walls shut away, but it's not true. It's not true. When things have pierced to the centre, nobody can pull them out.
I daren't listen to you. I daren't hear your voice. It's as if I'd drunk a bottle of anise and fallen asleep on a great heap of lilies. It drags me. I know I'm drowning and I'm helpless.
Go! You must go now! Go!
What's the matter? This is the last time I shall ever speak to her.
I know I'm mad. I know my heart's ground to dust with holding her, but I can't help myself. I hear his voice. I see his arms moving. I can't.
I shall never be at peace unless I tell you these things. I got married. Now you get married.
She will. That's one thing you can be sure of.
Let the bride awake.
Here are the guests. Don't come near her again.
You needn't worry.
Let the bride awake early on her way. hanging down on her shoulder, hang jasmine over her brow.
Child,
let the bride awaken.
A beautiful bride.
From every window, the wedding is calling.
The bride, come out.
She's coming, she's coming.
Ring and ring again, bells for the wedding.
She's coming, she's here.
Now the wedding starts to move like a huge wolf.
What's this material? I never saw anything like it.
It's beautiful.
Oh, here's the groom. Greetings.
The bridegroom is a golden flower.
The joy in his eyes makes our eyes joyful.
What made you choose those shoes for today?
They're not so gloomy as the black ones.
Blessings on you both.
The morning of your wedding, you must wear this wreath.
So the dew of your hair will make the fields happy.
What are they doing here?
They are family. Today is a day of forgiveness.
I may bear it, but I don't forgive it.
It's wonder just to look at you in that crowd.
Can't we go straight to the church now?
In such a hurry?
Yes, I am. I want to be your wife and alone with you, hearing no voice but yours.
I want that too.
I want to see no eyes but yours. And I want you to hold me so hard and strong that even if my mother called to me, my dead mother, I couldn't pull free.
My arms are strong. They're going to hold you tight for 40 years.
Forever. Never let me go.
Yeah, let's be off. Get into the carts. Get up on the horses. The sun has risen.
Oh, tread carefully. We don't want any bad omens.
When you go from your home, oh, white girl.
Oh, the white girl.
Remember, you go like a shooting star.
Your body new as your wedding dress. You go from your home to your wedding.
You go from your home to the church.
The wind strews petals over the sand.
Oh, the white girl.
Dark wind lifts the lace of her mantilla.
Leonardo? Are we going?
Where?
The church, but not on horseback. You come with me.
In the cart?
What's the alternative?
I'm not the kind of man who goes anywhere in a cart.
And I'm not the kind of woman who goes to a wedding without her husband. I can't stand any more of this.
Nor can I.
Don't look at me like that. Your eyes are two thorns.
Why don't we just go?
What's happening to us? I think, and I don't want to think, but I'm certain of one thing. You have already thrown me away. I have a child. And another is coming. That's how it is. It happened to my mother and now it's happening to me. But you're not moving me from here.
Go like a star. That's how I went from my home too. I thought I'd been given the whole world.
Let's go.
Together.
As you wish. Come.
Shooting star, remember you go like a shooting star.
Turning, the wheel was turning, the water was pouring by for the wedding night. Let the bending moon part the dark branches and look down.
Spread the tablecloths.
singing, the bride and groom were singing. The water went swiftly by for the wedding night. Let the frost blaze. Let bitter almond be sweet as honey.
Open the wine!
Loveliest girl, your husband is a dove. The fields await the cry of your blood. Turning, the wheel was turning, the water was flaming.
At last.
Are we the first?
No, Leonardo and his wife got back a while ago. They drove like demons. His poor wife was half dead with fright. Made that cart go like a horse with one rider.
That boy will come to a bad end. The blood's no good.
How could it be good? His whole tribe is rotten. The great-grandfather began it. He started the murders. Now we have a whole family of smiles wrapped around daggers.
We should drop this now.
How can she drop it?
Every vein in my body aches with it. In every face in that family, I see nothing but the face that murdered mine. Look at me. Do I seem crazy? I am crazy. With everything I've had to hold down and hold in, everything that my heart wants to scream out. There's a great scream always fighting its way up. I have to smother it and shove it back down. I have to suffocate it in these shawls. I've taken my dead ones and I have to be dumb. And then people talk about me.
It's not the day to be dwelling on this.
Once I start, I have to say what I have to say. Today more than ever. Today, I'm left absolutely alone.
But with one great hope of new company.
Yeah, the one hope left. Grandchildren.
The more the better. This land needs strong hands that cost nothing. It's a perpetual battle against weeds, against thistles, against stones that just come up out of nowhere. Only men who own the land will dominate it and punish it hard enough to make the seeds spring. We need many sons.
Daughters also. Men are too like the wind. They live in a world of weapons. At least girls keep off the streets.
I think they'll have plenty of both.
As bulls go, my son will be a good worker. Good seed. His father could have sired many children on me.
If only they could get it all done in one day. Suddenly, two or three sons, grown men.
It's not the way it happens, is it? A slow, long business. So it is terrible when you see that blood emptied into the ground. A fountain that leaps for a few seconds and it costs you all those years. When I got to my son, he was lying in the middle of the street. I put my hands in his blood and licked them. Because it was me. Mine. You don't understand that. I would have kept that blood-soaked dirt in a chalice of glass and topaz.
But now we have something to hope for. My daughter has wide hips. Your son has a strong back.
Yes, I hope.
Are the trays of wheat ready?
They're ready.
I hope they will be very happy.
Thank you.
Is there going to be music and dancing?
Yeah, not for long. People have to be away.
Here they are.
Was there ever a wedding with so many people?
Never.
It was magnificent.
Whole families are here.
Some who never step out of the house.
Your father sowed, and now you reap.
I've met cousins I never knew existed.
All those people from the coast.
The horses scared them.
You're thoughtful.
Me? Not at all.
So many blessings. They can weigh heavy.
Like lead.
Don't let them. Today you should be light as a dove.
Will you stay here tonight?
No. My house is empty.
Then stay with us.
Hey, look at the dance they're starting. There's a dance from the coast.
It's my husband's cousins. They're tireless dancers. They'll wear out the stones.
It's wonderful to see them. Just what this house needs.
You like the orange blossom?
Yes.
is made of wax. It will last forever. I would have liked to see your dress covered with it.
No need for that.
Should we take your pins out?
I'll be back in a moment.
I hope you'll be very happy with my cousin.
I'm sure I shall.
Just the two of you here together. Never going out, building a home. If only we lived as far away from everything as this.
Buy some land here. The mountain's cheap and it's an excellent place for bringing up children.
We don't have the money. The way we're going.
Your husband's a good worker.
Yes, but he flits about too much all over the place. He's a restless man.
Aren't you going to eat something? I'll wrap up some wine cakes for your mother. I know how she loves them.
Get her 3 dozen.
Oh, no, no. Just a few will be plenty.
This is a special day.
Where is Leonardo?
I haven't seen him.
He'll be out there with the guests.
I didn't see him.
Why aren't you dancing?
Oh, nobody wants to dance with me.
Oh, they don't understand, do they? Merry old girls like you dance far better than the young ladies.
Are you flirting with me? Your whole family's the same. Men among men. I can remember your grandfather's wedding. What a man he was. Like a mountain there at the altar.
I'm built differently.
But with the same glint in your eye. Where's our beauty?
Taking off her veil and wreath.
Oh, yes. I prepared you a little something for midnight. I don't suppose you'll be sleeping. Some ham and some big glasses of old wine on the bottom shelf of the cupboard. You just might feel the need.
I don't eat at night.
Well, your bride might be glad of it.
You have to drink with us.
I'm waiting for my wife.
She'll be yours before dawn.
That's the best time, just before dawn.
Oh, one drink.
All right.
Yay! Who did you give the first pin to, me or her?
I don't remember.
You gave it to me here.
You gave it to me in the church?
I don't know.
But can't you...
No, I can't.
I don't care who got it. I have so much to think about.
I'm sorry.
There's so much upset. It's a difficult time.
Is that what it's like?
You'll know when the day comes for you. It's a hard step, a painful step.
Are you angry about it?
Of course not. I'm sorry.
What for? But both pins mean you'll get married, don't they?
Either one, you'll get married.
But one of us will get married first.
Are you in such a hurry?
Yes!
Why?
Because!
No!
Do I scare you?
Oh, it's you.
Who else? Your father?
Yes.
Your father wouldn't have been so rough.
You're right. He wouldn't.
Because he's old.
Stop it.
Why?
Because all these people, they will see us.
So? We're man and wife.
Yes, but let me go. Later.
What's the matter? You're so tense.
It's nothing.
Leonardo!
I didn't mean to interrupt.
What is it?
Has my husband come this way?
No, I haven't seen him.
He's nowhere and his horse has gone from the stable.
He'll have taken it for a gallop.
Yes, perhaps.
You must be giddy with all these toasts and blessings and congratulations.
I wish it were over. My wife is tired, I think.
Oh, what's the matter, child?
I feel I've been clubbed on the head.
A bride from these mountains should be strong. She's yours now. It's up to you to cure her.
Let's dance.
I think I might lie down.
I'll come with you.
We can't. Not with all these people. What would they say? Just let me rest a while.
As you like. I hope you won't be feeling this way tonight.
I'll be better by then.
Let's hope so.
Son.
Where have you been?
In all that noise. You happy?
Yes.
Where is your wife?
Having a little rest. Bad day for brides.
Bad day? It's the only good one. For me, it was like a great inheritance. The breaking of the sod, the planting of the saplings.
Are you going to stay?
No. I want to sleep in my own house.
Alone?
Not alone. My head is full of things. Of men. Of fighting.
Fighting that is fighting no longer.
While you live, you fight.
Whatever you say, Mother.
Show your wife a lot of love. And if she gets cross or moody, hug her so hard you hurt her. Just a little.
A rough embrace and a bite. Frighten her just a little, then a soft kiss. She'll understand. It'll teach her that you are the man, the boss, the one who gives the commands. I learnt that from your father. You don't have him to show you how to be strong, so you must listen to me.
Mother, you know I will always listen to you.
We need the bride and groom. We're going to dance the round dance.
Where's my daughter?
In her room.
Well, no, she's not there. I've just been there.
She's not there?
Well, perhaps she went up on the balcony.
Where can she have gone?
Well, she must be somewhere.
Where is she?
I'll check the other room.
She's disappeared.
Isn't she dancing?
No, she is not dancing.
But there is a mass of people out there. Go and look.
I've looked.
Where is she?
She's vanished.
They've gone. They've run away. She and Leonardo on a horse like a whirlwind, her arms around him.
No, not my daughter.
Yes, your daughter. Like her mother. Wicked from wicked. Gone with him. But now, she is the wife of my son!
Let's get after them. Where's a horse?
A horse, quick! Who's got a horse? I'll give him everything I have. I'll give my eyes, my tongue!
Saddle the horses.
Go! Go! Come on, get after them! Go! Get on, get after them! No, no, don't go. That family's so ready to kill it and so hardened to it. Go. Yes, go. I'll follow them.
It can't be her. Perhaps she's thrown herself into the water tank.
Only clean and decent girls throw themselves into water, not her kind. And now she's the wife of my son. Two families. Now there are two families dragged into it, mine and yours. Everybody must go. We must help my son. All these people are here. All you from the coast and from everywhere else, get moving. Get out on the roads. Every direction. Search everywhere. The bloody days are back. Both families. You with yours, me with mine. Get after them. Get after them.
Have they found them?
No. They're searching everywhere.
It won't take them long.
Shh.
What?
They seem to be coming down every road.
When the moon rises, they'll find them.
They should leave them alone.
The world's a big place. There's room for everybody.
You should do what you have to do. They were right to run away.
They were deceiving themselves. But the blood couldn't be denied.
The blood?
When the blood chooses a path, it has to be followed.
But blood that sees the light is swallowed by the dust.
So? Better be a bloodless carcass than alive with the blood rotting in your body.
Quiet.
What is it? Do you hear something?
The crickets. The frogs. The knight in ambush.
But nowhere a horse.
Now they're making love.
His body for her. Hers for him.
When they find them, they'll kill them.
By then, they'll have poured their blood together. There'll be two empty pitchers. Two dry streams.
With all these clouds, the moon could stay hidden.
The bridegroom will find them, moon or no moon. I saw him rush off like a raging star. His face the colour of ashes. He carried the fate of his family.
His family dead in the street.
A family of dead men.
Do you think they'll manage to break through the cordon?
Not easy. There are knives and guns for 10 miles in every direction.
His horse is good.
But he's carrying a woman.
We're getting close.
A tree with 40 branches. Soon brought down.
Here comes the moon. Let's hurry.
The moon rises. A moon with great leaves. Fill the blood with jasmine. Lonely moon. Moon with green leaves. A wash of silver on the face of the bride.
Evil moon. Cover their love with a shadowy branch.
Sorrowful moon. Cover their love with a branch of shadow.
Round Swan on the River, Cathedral's Eye, and among the leaves of false dawn. I am all these things. They cannot escape. Who hides? Who weeps in the shrubs of the valley? The moon leaves a knife hanging in the sky, an ambush of lead that lies in wait for the agony of blood. Let me in. I'm freezing on walls and windows. Open your houses, open your hearts. Let me in. Warm me. I'm cold. My ashes of sleepy metal climb to crests of fire on roofs, on mountains. Snow carries me on shoulders of jasper, and water drowns me, cold and hard in every pool. Tonight, there'll be blood to warm my cheeks. Let there be no shadow, no secret corner to keep them safe. I want to slide into a bosom where I can be warm. Heart for me, warm, spilling warm over the mountains of my breast. Oh, let me in, I don't want shadows, I want my beams to pierce every cranny. Among dark trees, a rumor of glitters, tonight, there'll be blood to warm my cheeks. Who hides? Come out. They won't escape. I'll make the horse flash with a fever of diamonds.
The moon goes in and they come nearer. Here they shall stay. The lacerated flight of their screams will be stifled by the voice of the trees and the voice of the river. This is the place. This is the time. I am tired. On bedroom floors the coffins lie open. The white sheets are spread for heavy bodies with their throats cut. And the birds will go on sleeping. The wind will bundle their cries in her skirt and fly off with them over the dark trees, or bury them in soft mud. The moon! The moon!
They're coming closer. Some down the ravine, some along the river. I'll light up the rocks. What do you need?
Nothing.
The wind is blowing harder, a two-edged wind.
Shine on the waistcoat. Undo the buttons. Show the knives where to go.
But let them take a long time to die. Let the blood set between my fingers its delicate whistle. Look. My valleys of ashes are coming awake, parched for this fountain, thirsting for the tumbling jet of this fountain.
Shh. They must not get beyond the stream.
There. They're coming.
Quick. Light. More light, do you hear me? They mustn't escape.
This way.
You'll never find them.
I will find them.
They've gone some other way.
I don't think so. I heard hoofbeats just then.
There are hoofbeats all over the place tonight.
Listen! In the whole world, there is only one horse. And this is it. You understand that? If you're coming with me, come, but don't talk. Be quiet! I will find them here, I know it. Look at this arm. It isn't my arm. This is my brother's arm. My father's arm. The arm of my whole dead family. And there is such strength in it, it could rip those trees out by the roots. Quick now, come on. I feel the teeth of my whole family clenched in me so I can hardly breathe.
Did you hear that?
You go around that way.
This is like hunting.
Yes, hunting. The greatest hunt of them all. What are you doing here?
I'm cold.
Where are you heading?
A long, long way.
Where are you from?
Over there. Far off.
Have you seen a man and a woman together on a horse riding fast?
Wait. Such a handsome young man. Asleep, you'd be beautiful.
Answer me, have you seen them?
With broad shoulders like yours, you should let them take your weight instead of walking about on feet that are so small.
Did you see them? Did they come this way?
No, they didn't. But now they're coming. Off the mountain. Listen. You hear them?
I hear nothing.
Do you know that path?
I'll try it.
Let me come with you. I know my way around here.
Which way?
That way.
Rising death. Death on the beg leaves.
Don't broach the jet of blood.
Lonely death. Death on the dry leaves.
Don't bury the wedding in flowers.
Sorrowful death. Leave them a green branch.
Hideous death. Leave them a green branch.
Quiet. I'll go in alone from here. You go back. Leave me.
Be quiet.
However you can do it. With your hands, with your teeth, tear this chain from my throat. Leave me here. Locked up in the earth. And if you can't kill me, as you kill a little snake, then give me your gun. Your gun in my bride's hands. Nothing but grief, guilt and fire sweeping up through my head, filling my tongue with splinters of glass.
Be quiet. We've taken the step. They're close. Where I go, you go.
You'll have to force me.
Force you? Who led the way down the stairs?
I did.
And who put a new bridle on that horse?
I did, I know.
Which hands fastened my spurs?
These, and they're yours. They see you, and they want to tear the blue branches of your veins. I love you. I love you. Oh, leave me. If I could kill you, I'd wrap you in a shroud edged with violet. Nothing but grief. Grief and fire sweeping up through my head, filling my tongue with splinters of glass.
And my tongue too stuck full of splinters of glass. Because I needed to forget and put a wall of stone between your house and mine. It's the truth. Do you forget that? When I saw you in the distance, I threw sand in my eyes. Whenever I got astride my horse, it went straight to your door. Then those wedding pins, those two silver wedding pins, they turned my blood black. The dream of it filled my whole body with poisonous weeds. But none of it's my fault. It's the fault of the earth and of that perfume that comes off your breasts and your hair.
There's no sense to it. I don't want your bed or your table, but every minute of the day I want to be with you. You drag me with you, you tell me to go back, and I come after you through the air like a leaf torn off. I've left a faithful man and all his family in the middle of my wedding, still wearing my bride's wreath. But it's you that will have to pay for it. I don't want it to happen. Leave me and go. Nobody will defend you.
The birds are waking up. They smell the morning. Night is dying on the edges of rocks. Let's find a dark place where I can love you forever. People don't matter. The poisons they can pour over us don't matter.
I will sleep at your feet. I will guard your dreams naked, looking out at the fields like a hound bitch. That's what I am. I look at you, and your beauty burns me.
Flame makes flame. One small flame can destroy two grains of corn lying together. We must go!
Where will you take me?
Some place these searchers will never find. Then I'll gaze at you.
Take me to the fairgrounds, where good, honest women can see how shameless I am. Where everybody can stare at my wedding sheets like flags blowing in the wind.
If I thought as I should think, I would leave you too. But where you go, I go. You too. Take a step and prove it. Nails of moonlight have fastened together my waist and your hips.
Listen.
They're coming.
Oh, go, go. It's right that I should die here. My feet in water, my head among thorns. The leaves can weep for a lost woman who never knew a man.
Be quiet, they're close.
Go.
Shh, they'll hear us. You first. Now. Listen.
Together.
As you like. If they can part us, I shall be dead.
And I shall be dead.
Jasmine, a scarf of crystal, begin at 4 and finish by 10. One thread of my wool will fetter your ankles, knot and choke the bitter reed.
Did you see the wedding?
No.
Neither did I.
Oh, what happened down in the vineyard, in the shadow of the olive tree? For no one came home.
Did you see the wedding?
I told you we didn't.
Neither did I.
Red wool, what is your song? Red wool, what would you like to see?
Moons made of wax and everlasting, the pain of a carnation opened by moonlight.
Days with ice closed as stones, nights with eyes open under earth.
The wool is broken by a sharp stone. Flint cut it. A blue sharp mountain set it free. It runs because it must. To break the bread and bury the knife.
Red wool, what are you saying? Red wool, what would you like to tell?
The lover is speechless. The groom is red. On the bank of the river I saw them lying.
I feel them coming, covered with mud. Body stiff, and the white sheet, heavy as marble.
Are they coming?
We don't know.
What happened at the wedding?
Tell us.
Nothing.
I want to go back. I want to know everything.
Go to your house. Stay there. Brave and alone. Grow old and weep. Keep the door shut. Shut out everybody. Dead and living. We'll seal the windows. Let the rains and the nights fall on the bitter weeds.
What has happened?
It doesn't matter. Veil your face. Your children are your children. Nothing else. On your bed, put a cross of ashes where his pillow was. Come. Come.
Little girls, is there a bit of bread?
Go away.
Why?
We don't like your voice.
Don't be so rude.
Go away.
I could have asked for your eyes. A cloud of birds follows me. Do you want one?
I want to go home.
Take no notice of her.
Did you come by this dream? I did.
Can you tell us if
I saw them. They'll soon be here. Two torrents lying without a movement among the great stones. Two men at the feet of a horse. Dead in the beauty of the night. Dead. Yes, dead.
Oh. I can't bear to hear it.
Their eyes, broken flowers. Their teeth, two fistfuls of frozen snow. They fell together, and the bride returns with their blood in her hair and on her skirt. They're coming now, covered by blankets, carried by tall young men. It happened, and that's it. And it was right. Over the golden flower, dirty sand.
Dirty sand.
On the golden flower.
On the golden flower. They're bringing the dead from the river. Dark skin, the one. Dark skin, the other. Over the golden flower. The dark nightingale cries.
Quiet.
I can't help it.
I said be quiet. Is anybody there? My son should have answered. But my son's nothing now. An armful of dry flowers. A faint voice on the other side of the mountain. Will you be quiet? I want no weeping in this house. Your tears are just tears. They come from your eyes. My tears will be different. When I'm alone, my tears will come from the soles of my feet, from my very roots, and they'll burn hotter than blood.
Come to my house. You can't stay here.
I want to be here. Here. Peaceful. Now they're all dead. At midnight I'll sleep and I shan't be afraid of a gun or a knife. Other mothers will go to their windows, lashed by the rain, looking for the faces of their sons. Well, not me. And out of my sleep I'll make a cold marble dove to carry camellias of frost to the graveyard. No, not to the graveyard. It's not a graveyard. It's a bed of earth. A cradle that shelters them and rocks them in the sky. Take your hand from your face. Terrible days are ahead. I don't want to see anybody. The earth and me. My grief and me and these four walls. Have pity on yourself. Be calm. The neighbours will be here and I don't want them to see me so poor. Everything gone. A woman without one son to press to her lips.
Where are you going?
Here.
Who is it?
You see who it is.
Do I? But I don't want to recognise her. Or I shall sink my teeth into her throat. Viper! Look at her there, weeping. And me, calm and not tearing your eyes out. I can't understand it. Does it mean I didn't love my son? But what about his honour? What happened to his honour?
For God's sake!
Leave her! I came here so she could kill me, so they can carry me off with them
but not with your hands. Kill me with iron hooks, with a sickle, and with such force you break it on my bones. Let her go. I want her to know that I'm clean. And though I'm mad, they can bury me and no man will have looked at himself in the whiteness of my breasts.
I don't want to hear it. What does that matter to me?
Because I went off with the other one. Yes, I went. You would have done the same. I was a woman on fire. Inside and outside, ablaze with agonies. Your son was a single drop of water that I hoped would give me children and health. The other was a dark, big river carrying torn-up trees that brought me the sound of its reeds and its song. And I was going with your son, your little boy of cold water, but the other sent thousands of birds that stopped me and dropped frost into the wounds of this poor, shriveling woman, this girl possessed by flames. I didn't want to, do you hear me? I didn't want to. My whole hope was your son, and I haven't deceived him. But the other's arms dragged me like a wave from the sea, and it would always have dragged me, always. Even if I'd been an old woman and all your son's sons had tried to hold me down by my hair.
She's not to blame. And it's not my fault either. So who's to blame? A frail, delicate woman who sleeps badly and throws away a crown of orange blossom to find a patch of mattress warmed by another woman.
Stop talking! Take your revenge. Here I am. Here's my throat. You see how soft it is? Easier than cutting a dahlia in your garden. And now, I am pure. Pure as a newborn child and strong enough to prove it. Light the fire. We'll put our hands into the flames. You for your son, me for my body. I shall last longer.
What does your honour matter to me? What do I care about your death? What do I care about anything? Blessed be the wheat because my sons lie under it. Mm. Blessed be the rain because it wets the faces of the dead. Blessed be God because he lays us all together so we can rest.
Let me weep with you.
Weep if you like, but there by the door.
He was a handsome horseman. Now he's a mound of snow. He rode to fairs and mountains and women's arms. Now his brow is crowned with the moss of night.
Your mother's sunflower, mirror of the earth. Let them put a cross of bitter oleander upon your breast. Over you a sheet of shining silk. And let the water shape its weeping between your fingers.
Four young men with weary shoulders.
Four splendid youths carried death slowly through the air.
Here they come. It's the same. The cross. The cross.
Sweet name of Christ.
Let the cross protect the dead and the living.
With a knife. With a small knife. On an appointed day between 2 and 3 in the morning. Two men who were in love, killed each other. With a knife. With a small knife that hardly fits the hand but slides in cleanly through surprised flesh till it stops there in the quivering dark roots of the scream. Here is a knife. A small knife that barely fits the hand. Fish, without scales or river. On an appointed day between 2 and 3 in the morning, this knife left 2 men stiffening with yellow lips. It barely fits the hand, but slides in cold through startled flesh till it stops there, in the quivering dark roots of the scream.
The mother was Barbara Flynn, the bridegroom Carl Prekop, the bride Sarah Smart, Leonardo William Ash, and Leonardo's wife Andrea Riseborough. The mother-in-law and servant was Ellie Haddington, the father David Fleischman, the woodcutters Sam Curtis, Chris Hannon and Carl Prekop. The moon was Claire Benedict, the beggar woman and neighbour Mary Cunningham, the girls Liz Carter and Andrea Riseborough, and the little girl Daisy Jones. The Spanish voices were Bosse Ramon Bistuay and Violante Luján Ortega. Music consultancy was by Philip Tagney. Original music was composed by Matthew Wood, and the musicians were Matthew Wood, Dave Elwand and Christian Weaver. Blood Wedding by Federica García Lorca, in a version by Ted Hughes, was directed in Manchester by Pauline Harris.